as always, to Brian Bulaga.
We always appreciate him making us smarter. We need to get to Homer. We're running very late, but it's worth it for his insights. Tausch, I was curious real quick. You mentioned your favorite guys to go against were slow and weak. How often did you actually get
Never.
A matchup against a guy where you were like, okay, I definitely am going to have this guy's number all game long? It has to be very rare.
I even if I had one that came to the top of my mind, and I may have one person, I will never say that, and because I respect the game. And for the most part, I'll say this. I don't ever remember going into it, even backups. Everybody had a skill set that if you didn't do what you needed to do, mm-hmm. you're going to get your blank beat, period thin. So that was always at the back because this isn't where you maybe you'll get a – no offense to Middle Tennessee State, but you're not going to have those matchups. There just wasn't. So it was always something. I always preferred just big, strong. Like I could handle power was where I liked. It was that combination. And I don't know if there's anybody I played that was Micah-esque, because the thing Brian said that is so true. The hard part for offensive tackles is if you are a half a step slow or even a click late, everything gets thrown off, and that quick, easy speed to power that these guys have, you just can't recover. And so I think Penei Sewell, when he gets at home, he'll have a little bit better of a
right. –
you won't have to do silent count and things like that. Then you'll really like that matchup. That'll be a fun one to watch.
And then afterward, you can enjoy a Coors Light because you were so entertained by Micah versus Penei.
Indeed, and whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big win after the game, or you just need a moment to chill, crack open that Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Homer's next. It's Will Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You know what that music means. The greats, Steve the Homer True, the GOAT, who you can hear on the Homer Hour, the best 60 minutes of your day, allegedly. You can hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball in year 36 of that gig. And, of course, you can always find him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. Steven, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
No, that's good. What are you doing so good about? Normally you're complaining about something. No?
No. I mean, you got a fun game Sunday against Aaron Rodgers.
No, I heard it was just, I was listening to the postgame show. It was just another game. Just like a Jacksonville.
It is just game, but it's a fun game.
No, I mean, you said just another game, yeah.
It is just another game. That is the most important thing. And please understand, it's even less important than it normally could be if they weren't playing the other four to all the teams in the division. Aaron Rodgers will have a significant role in if the Packers win their division, but not because of playing the Packers, because of playing the four division teams. They beat the Vikings. They play at Chicago and at Detroit later on. That is what's important. The game is even less than it normally would be because the key is the division, not the Packers and the Steelers.
So you're not any more or less interested in this matchup than a...
I am interested, as I stated on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, this is like going to a Six Flags. Six Flags is fun. That doesn't make it important.
You're a
it
roller coaster
fun.
Guy? This, I didn't know you liked
yes,
you like roller
yes.
coasters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I had 40 years of not being on one because I should have sued my dad for negligence putting us on the Pike in Long Beach, California when I was 10. None of my brothers and sisters went on a roller coaster for 30 years after that experience.
What happened?
I eventually, Well, we'd never been on a roller coaster. Okay. They had no seat belts. You held on to the bar, and when the roller coaster went down, the bar went forward.
Oh, my God.
No, this is 1962 or 4. It's the famous roller coaster where many Marines, having had a little too much to drink, bam, and there have been, I believe, multiple deaths on the Pike. Not because it's a very, it's a wooden roller coaster, so much slower than the current one. But at the time, my sister was so scared, she, when the bar went, she sat down where your feet are with no protection, and I don't think she's recovered. I did, in fact, face my challenge because my oldest son made fun of me, and I got on a water ride, put my hands across my chest, and said, "It's been a good life." I assumed I was going to die. I survived, and then from various steps, now go on roller coasters front row. Just for those people that are scared, the most important thing is that you learn to raise your arms as high as you can, because that help makes it much easier and much less to your fear when your body drops.
Don't you worry, though, if there's like you're going into a tunnel that you'll clip a hand? On them, if you have your arms all, because you're kind of
America,
a long, you're a long arm guy.
He's lanky.
Yeah.
No, if I was going on a roller coaster in Mexico or any foreign country, yes. But in America, I'm not the first person to do it. They are very sure that everything's fine. The fear in America is when you spin in a circle, not going up and down, which is why Disney had to get rid of a ride they had in. What's the park that the science one? What's the science one at Disney?
Animal Kingdom?
No, Epcot. The science. Epcot.
That's
the
so science,
kind of science like one.
How is that science?
That's the one that Beck and I went to.
No, I know, but how is that science?
And they stopped it because people were throwing up on a regular basis. People do not get sick going up and down. People get sick going spinning in a circle. That helped for anybody.
So how did you end up, if there's no seatbelt, and you were, so you just held on to the bar? That's what kept you in?
Yes, yeah, the bar went forward, and I held on to the bar.
Boy, the old days.
And I
days,
want to emphasize,
huh? The good old days,
it wasn't
huh?
that fast. It was just having never been on a roller coaster, not understanding that. And, I think in today's world, I could have sued my parents. I don't know how much money I would have got.
You had a
complicated relationship with your dad, didn't you?
No, I did not. Yes. It was complicated, but not as complicated as it seemed. My brothers and sisters were afraid that I was going to kill him. So that clearly, what did I have? I don't know.
Issues?
What is it when you just go crazy? You get so mad. Your temper. I had a temper tantrum as a child. My dad never feared me. I never feared him, but I was told by my brothers and sisters that they were afraid I was going to maybe kill him at some point, given the anger I had at the time. But not true.
Talking with Steve the Homer True on Wilde and Tausch.
This thing got a little more morbid than I anticipated.
Didn't see that taking that turn. No,
it wasn't morbid. It wasn't morbid.
You just talked about death and flying off of a roller coaster and murdering your dad.
No.
What do you mean
it
ain't morbid?
The only problem I had with my dad was understanding at a young age that I would never be, ever be as successful or famous as he was. That did bother me when I was 10 or 12, but I learned to accept it.
Clearly.
How'd you get over it?
I just accepted it.
How did you get to that acceptance state? How'd you do it?
I don't remember the day. I think I grew up a little bit and understood that that didn't really matter. It was more based on what I did. Fine, I'm never going to be as famous or successful as him. You know, that's the way it goes. Sorry.
No, you're more, and it's just one person's perspective. I don't even know what your dad did. I know what you do.
I know. It's not even close.
There you go.
It's not even close.
All right.
But he had the difficulty of being famous, but no one knew who he was.
That is tough. That's like you like that line. You like that linebacker, but you don't even know who he is.
Correct.
Same thing. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad put up a brochure at the airport in South Bend in hopes that maybe people would understand who he was. I was at an event once, and a person said, "Are you True? Are you Herb True's son?" I go, "Every day of my life." He goes, "Who the hell is he?" I go, what do you mean? She said, well, I was at a convention in Baltimore, and I told them I was from Southland, Indiana. And they go, that's where the famous Dr. Herb True is from. She goes, oh, I never heard of the guy. So I explained to her who he was. She didn't seem much impressed. So more than you needed to know, but look him up.
Okay.
Very good motivational speaker, but not the best.
Who's the best?
I may have said this before. The best ever, and I told him this, and he said, I appreciate your concern. Charles Tremendous Jones. Go on YouTube, look him up.
CTJ.
Charles Tremendous Jones. And his was more of a spiritual motivational speech, but that's not why. Huge guy, could have been like a linebacker, defensive lineman, and he would hug people. And if you sat in the front row, you knew Tremendous Jones was going to hug you, so nobody would sit in the front row. Yes. Like, you've heard of Zig Ziglar?
Yeah, I heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's since passed away. If you mentioned my dad's name to him, he would say Michael Jordan. Legend. And he was.
You can purchase Are You a Prisoner on vinyl by Dr. Herb True,
yes.
1969. It's available on Amazon right now for $25.95.
He was the first ever, a bit of a visionary, which you find hard to believe, was the first to ever use what he called cassettes. Ever heard of the company TDK?
Yeah, for sure.
The
tapes.
President of TDK came from Japan to our house to talk with my dad about cassettes because he wanted to make more money by selling, and they had done these records, and then he was the first one to use cassettes.
This might be a dumb question, but is a cassette the same thing as a cassette?
Yes.
Okay. Why do they call
just
it
said it different?
Why does he say
it? Herb True said
that's
it differently.
Mr. Whatever his name was from Japan came.
Yep.
And I said, "What's it going on?" I go, "Well, my dad said we're gonna start producing my speeches on cassette."
Mm. Okay.
So I know it's cassette, but at the time that's the first
cassette. Okay.
Son of Herb True joining us on Wildy and Tausch. The son of Herb True has been tweeting
you know
a lot about
the greatest. The great, since you asked, you know the greatest
I don't remember
comment
asking.
That's ever made to me?
Nobody's asked you a question yet, actually.
So my parents came to my auction, not our auction, the church auction, St. Pius, in Tulsa. And I was the auctioneer. When I got done, I went over, and my dad said, I got to go home. I'm tired. And I said, fine. And my mom said, you are your dad. And I cried. We can move on.
It's a heartwarming story.
That's an awesome. That is.
Great. There's not a chance. If you said I was God, I wouldn't be as impressed.
Packers Steelers 7:20 on Sunday night.
Homer just spilled his soul, and you guys are laughing.
I'm not laughing at all. Jesse did.
They're not. They can't laugh. They're fine. They can laugh. Whatever.
No. I'm glad that
greatest
he came. I'm just glad that he came to your auction.
Why was
he didn't
that,
go to any of your sporting events?
Why was that so meaningful?
Because I never thought I had the potential to even by one person. Maybe my mom was being nice. I don't agree with her. I wasn't. But someone would say that. That's how good he was. Not because he was my dad, but because I had watched him. Listen, I know every motivational speaker that ever existed. Bill Gold, Cabot Roberts, all the people that started
Bob Moore.
But so when my father died, somebody found a ticket from the Los Angeles Sales Convention 1970, headlined by Dr. Herb True. You know who was underneath him at the event?
John Wooden,
yes. And I said, those
how
people
awesome
crazy.
Is that?
Yeah, but those
that
people
is awesome.
No way in his prime my dad was ever as good as John Wooden. But that day, he was the
top billing.
Wow.
Do you have that framed somewhere?
No, my nephew, I think that's what he is, my brother's son. Does that be my nephew?
I think that's nephew, yes.
Twice removed.
Okay, he took it, and that's fine. I don't need to have it. I looked at it.
Okay, I feel like this was
pictures of Al McGuire. Al McGuire was nice to me that I have no picture of him and me. I don't need a picture. I knew him. I lived with him.
It's like that dude in Shawshank when he played that music, and he said, did you get a recording of it? He goes, no, it's right here. It's
yes.
Right up here.
Excellent, excellent analogy. Your
Thank
analogies
you.
Can be iffy.
No, they're always pretty good. I have the Herb True of analogies.
You're the Herb True of analogges. That's exactly what I was going to say.
They are pretty good.
All right, if I may, as I hope this was cathartic and helpful to you. I enjoyed it
I'm
personally.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love this.
Homer, yeah, me too.
I appreciate you opening up your soul.
For sure. Cathartic.
Yes.
I'm too old to need cathartic.
I did want to ask you because it does seem you did promote your Twitter feed upon your arrival on today's program. Follow me on Twitter, I believe you said. If you are following Steve the Homer True at ESPN Homer, you're getting a lot of his opinion on Badger football.
Before we get to that, because he said that the ride was called the Pike, Sean on Twitter said, are you sure it wasn't the Cyclone?
I am.
You're positive it was called the Pike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Long Beach, California. Look
Long
it up.
Beach. All right, go ahead. Finish up, Jace.
We don't do a whole lot of commentary
By
on
the
Badger
way,
football
I
on this.
The Cyclone is the number one ride of the Six Flags in Los Angeles, which I have also been on. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I think I like the old wooden, like when you hear the click, John click, 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 click.
Yes.
It's better than the steel. I think the old wooden.
Yes, but not nearly as fast.
No, but I think there's just some nostalgia that goes into that.
There is. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
Yep.
Wisconsin, Oregon, 6 o'clock Saturday night.
I'd rather talk about the Cyclones, if I'm being honest with you.
Take the over.
Homer, we're out of time.
That was Homer's Bye. Best set. Homer, that was great.
That is Steve the Homer True. And that was unexpected, but I found it to be fascinating, and I hope it was a little bit cathartic. For our guy. All right. Usually we talk about other stuff when he joins us, but not today. And even a guy who does the play-by-play for Marquette basketball could be a UW Credit Union member and reap all the benefits of joining Tausch and Bucky over there at UWCU.
For every stage of life, Homer's went from a Cyclone or a Pike rider to a broadcaster, to now whatever he's doing. UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? If you want to keep your banking local, if you love great member first service and you love great perks like early payday, UW Credit Union is here for you. You also have Bucky. How do you say no to Bucky? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but man, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
To whatever he's doing now.
He does a show with you every week.
Yeah, no, he's broadcasting still. Yeah. I had to fill a line. What did you want me to do?
Worked out great. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Thanks, as always, to the GOATs of Wisconsin Sports Talk Radio, Steve the Homer True, bearing his soul, which I appreciate. You know how much I love that sort of stuff.
Who do you think he thinks is going to win on Sunday night?
I'll be honest with you, Jesse, and I say this sincerely. I don't really care.
What Homer thinks, or
I don't care who Homer thinks is going to win on Sunday night.
Oh, do you care who wins on Sunday night?
I don't. I want it to be a good story either way.
What's the better story?
What is the best? Yeah, what's the better story? You want Rodgers to win, so it's a better story because that is the better story.
I think that's the better story.
So that's what you're hoping for.
I just want a good story to tell. Much like Steve, the Homer True's father, Herb True, told many good stories, apparently, from what we gathered from our time with him. So thanks to him again. Has Homer ever been down to the Hard Rock Casino, Rockford? Have we considered taking him with us on our next road trip?
Can ask. I don't know if he's been.
He probably wouldn't be afraid to play craps with Barry Alvarez.
I was going to say he'd be leading the charge there.
And he should go down. You should go down like Jesse and Tark and Derek and Barry Alvarez and Pablo and everybody else. The Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games. You can see there might put a plaque where Jesse cowered under the table when they were throwing dice, a sports book, and that rock ship. You didn't cower with the sports book. Had no problem going in there, winning some Brewers pickups.
Actually, cashed my Brewers NL Central Champions ticket on Monday night.
Nice. What's the time some of that?
From May 8th.
What's the time frame? How long do you get to cash that?
So I believe at the Hard Rock, you get a full calendar year time that it ends.
From the time of the actual bet finishing.
Some others are not as forgiving, but the Hard Rock gives you some good time.
I don't even want to get into lottery and things like that. That's a whole other story. I'm not going to do that, but I am going to tell you, head down to Rockford because of this great space. Has 1,000 feet of LED screens and up to 2,000 guests at the Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois, about 60 minutes from the greater Madison area.
Spencer's driving.
Jell, are you guys doing another? Did I hear rumors that the Barry Alvarez show may be back down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford?
The Barry Alvarez show will be back at Hard Rock Casino Rockford one more time.
Do we have a date yet? Do we know? So people can start getting in their calendars.
We are fine-tuning the details of the date.
Will you throw dice with him next time?
Will you ride with him?
I can tell you this.
He's not going
to
ride.
I'm going to have about 2 to 3 weeks to figure out how to play craps. That's what I am of the belief of right now.
Do you want, we could do a digi only. I will teach you how to throw dice. You up for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Michael Jordan with that security guard.
And I want the dude that called us the other day.
With the quarters.
I want the dude that called us the other day on Blackjack. I want him to join. We'll do a digi-only gambling edition.
So you really just want to have Willie and Tausch casino night.
I kind of do, yeah. That could be fun.
That is not what we will have to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, but what we will have will begin in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.